Remember Tommy Farr?
Very well, Tommy.
You'll be Churchill, you're his trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy. Yes. I'm
Brandy,
not sure the date now on that. No. When he fought.
Oh, I don't know what date.
But pity that when he fought Joe Louis, that was his...
Oh, that was outstanding.
Yes, outstanding.
I stopped him and watched that.
He was made a real hero when he in America. They idealized him. I went to Joe Louis' bar out in New York.
Did you?
Yes, I went to his bar. You know, mementos as well.
You went
to
his bar, or we went on a trip, did you?
No, I went for holiday there.
When
I went
for holiday, his brother.
I went to New York from myself in...
Now, I heard a lot about this fight between Tommy Farr and Joe Louis, was it?
Yeah.
Did you watch it on the cinema?
I stopped up to see that.
Yes.
Early hours of the morning.
Early hours of the morning, yes.
Did they go the full
yes. Yes, he went the full distance.
He went the full distance. Marvellous. He was idle, he was really...
Oh, he was good.
I find pictures now about Tommy Farr still in Joe Louis' bar. Now you've got great respect in America. Then, of course.
You know this fella?
Cliff Morgan, yes.
Cliff Morgan.
Big friend of our family, Marion, my daughter. He's same age. And he lived just where I live, in Jabanog. His mother and father, and big friends of mine, were. Then sadly, they've gone on. Cliff left and went to college. And of course, he married Teresa. An Irish girl. She was on the airship. What is that? Aerosis. They got a son. Where? That's Timawr Colliery. That is.
Timawr.
I think it is. I see St. David's Church on the left-hand side of the picture. I didn't think so had so many buildings, but having a look at the mountainside, where the town, I would go for Timawr Colliery.
Well, I wouldn't like to say what it is.
This was when Prince of Wales came to South Wales by the post of his port. He came to South Wales he went to the Coetca Colliery, and if you can remember, there's an arch, a coal arch, and he went through that. He came to the pastor there, and he came to the Rhondda Valley, and he toured the Rhondda Valley, and it's from there the starting of the road, the new road, you know, the road that goes over the mountain. He was very good. He had, Labour sympathies, you know. He wasn't in politics, mind, but he was, we thought a lot of Prince of Wales in the old days.
This is the king, though, isn't it?
It's a king.
King
George.
Oh, I think, I thought, withdraw that, no, we don't have that on the tape now.
And that's the Queen Mother.
That's the Queen
Mother. That's the Queen Mother.
No, I was singing the 1949. Beg pardon, I did, I made a mistake then, John.
When you mean the Prince of Wales, you mean who came Edward VIII now?
No, the Prince of Wales then, that's King Edward VIII, of course, Mrs. Simpson.
This is the end of Timawr Colliery.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
That is Timawr.
Is that around here?
Yes.
That's
about a mile out of the road.
The Cummer Colliery is just down... Well, from here, just what's left of it.
Yes.
Because there's a food store there now, a cooperative. And then the Lewis Murtha is the next one down.
Yes.
And then the Timawr is further down again.
Was Timawr a big one?
Well,
it's a good size. Two shafts there, Timawr.
And this is Lord Tonopandy.
Lord Tonopandy, yes. Good. Very good, Todd. He was very, very good, Lord George Thomas is excellent.
Yeah, George Thomas.
from the cooperative and there's all that. I went for my dinners with him.
Was the cooperative movement strong in the long run?
Yes, it was strong. It's sadly now, since the big supermarkets come, we haven't got these shops now, these little corner shops that we did have in around the valley, very, very prominent years ago.
Yeah.
We had the Penagrag, we had the Penagrag Industrial Society, you had the Midronda Cooperative Society, and you had the Triocchi and Tom Cantor Society, operating.
You were the Ennis and Bull in Ponty.
And of course, Ennis and Bull in Ponty.
And Bull Cooperative.
And each of them, and they had their education committees as well.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of, they did a lot of promotion. Because when a young boy became a girl, had a scholarship, so gained them their admission to the 11 plus that we had in those days. We had the secondary school and the county school. And of course, if they get their own, they go to the county school, of course, that the county supported. And they were giving then, one society would give the old satchel bags, they used to have years ago to sling their back for every child that would win the scholarship. And some would give a blazer, and others would give a dictionary or an atlas. Or, they were recognised, the family's children, when they passed the scholarship. It's a great day. The 11 plus was an important day when the results are coming out. It was down tools to the parents, and because the children were getting on if they had it, And there was a lot of sort of jealousy, if your son failed and next door gate, that sort of thing, They were very proud, they were really of those days.
Yeah.
And
I took the Lempus myself.
Pardon?
I took him myself.
Yeah, well, you know it.
Then he was
Grinston, Donald was done. Yeah, I enjoyed him. John, I was dead in Glen is still alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think so. But Donald died, didn't he? Donaldson died. Oh. He was an earlier man than Glen. I don't know if Glen's alive now, I don't know.
He's part of the Labour Party, isn't he?
George Thomas. Yes, in the world, yeah.
Who is this fellow?
But I don't know.
Which of these did you know best?
George,
very, very friendly. I knew you very, very
personally.
I mean, yes, we'd dine many times at dinners, different functions, with him.
What can you tell me about him now then?
Well, I don't know, but Dick know more about him than me.
Well, he was a good supporter, he was down to earth, George was. And, he was a big mover, he's with the cooperative movement as well.
Yeah.
And I remember teaching in Cardiff, George. And he was a big help to us.
Mm.
And he was a big help to us. And his wife was a big active worker as well. And they lived in the Rhondda Valley, in Trialo. They lived up in Trialo. And George, I like George.
I've got a picture of his street here, the street where he was born somewhere.
Oh, this is this chap with the glasses. He's an older MP, North William. What was his name now?
Cledwyn Hughes, isn't he? Cledwyn.
Yes.
Cledwyn Hughes.
Cledwyn Hughes.
Yeah. And this is...
He was Minister of State. He was Minister of State in the last Labour government, wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, dear. My.
I can't think of
that's the only thought I can remember more. I know him. To name him. I know him as well.
Well, he was a secretary of cabinet. They were all secretaries of
state. He's a secretary. And the first secretary of state now was Jim Griffiths. Jim Griffiths, secretary of state. I had been in contact with Jim Griffiths. I'd been a convention outside Birmingham, Loughborough College.
Mm.
And Jim was there years ago.
This is where George Thomas was born.
This is the main road of Charlo, going up to Llyn y Pier.
Are these houses?
Liskin Road. They're still there.
Is They're still there,
are
they?
Yes, yes. Yes, still that row is still there.
Did you two work in down the pits?
Yes.
Well, I was a welder and burner, I was. I went down the pit occasionally, different jobs, but a welder and burner I was.
So you could be on the surface?
On the surface most of my time.
Did you work for the NCB?
Yes. Yeah. And the Lewisburg, the colliery before that. I done 53, 52 years there.
At Lewisburg? Were you there when it closed down?
No, I finished that.
Yeah.
But Dick was an official, I see.
At Lewisburg?
Yes, sir. I was there doing the first explosion. The explosion.
I was there when it closed down. I have to carry him out from the carriage and he came up.
Yes.
What explosion? Tell me about that now.
Well, the explosion was
in the
2'9" explosion was killing the manager. The manager went really, Mr. Fox.
Mr. Fox.
Gildas Davis.
Davis.
Yes. Two more from Penagrai, somewhat badly disfigured, all that came out of.
They took him to Chester Hospital, see, and they died there.
I was in what you call a fireman, and before I came overman, and then I was working in the Bertie at the time, and then adjoining pit, of course, which we could smell the air, sort of thing, as we saw there's something happening, we went to the pit, and of course,